Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. For the past 2 days, you've heard me talk about Luke 17:21. Neither shall they say, Lo here or Lord there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. What is the kingdom of God, you may ask? You may have said a couple of days, I've heard him mention this kingdom of God. I don't understand what that is. It is God's sovereign government on earth. Within the word sovereign is the word reign. Therefore, we are to reign in life out of the kingdom of God that is within us. Kingdom means a foundation of power. So a foundation of supernatural power is under your feet. You are walking on supernatural power because the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Now, remember, the supernatural is the dimension that operates above natural law, above demonical power, above the world system, above natural government and laws. The kingdom of God lays a foundation where you can walk on water and not drown. You can walk on fire and not be burned, the foundation that cannot be shaken or taken, that is found in Hebrews 12:18. So it is God on the inside of you, living and breathing in you. That is where every born again believer is from, as a kingdom citizen. Your inner man is a kingdom man because the kingdom of God is within you. You are a kingdom man or a woman. You have to start to remind yourself that under your feet lies a kingdom foundation where the supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders can happen at any second, at any day, at any time within you. You are an agent from heaven, an ambassador for Christ, and a citizen of another kingdom. You are a representative of the living God. God has sent you on a mission to change things wherever you go. Your life and your agenda is supernatural. Now, this is not about dimensions, denominations, about, you know, what church you go to, who you're affiliated with. God is not into all of that. That is a man-made thing. The churches that are here that we see and that we know of now, that's all man-made. God, if you look at the Bible, it doesn't talk about, oh, you have to be Catholic, oh, you have to be Baptist, oh, you have to be Methodist, oh, you have to be missionary Baptist, oh, you have to be American Episcopal, you have to be, you know, Jehovah's Witness, oh, you have to be what's another one? Christian Science. It doesn't mention any of those things. Those are all organizations that man made to separate us from God. Jesus came. He talked about the kingdom. He talked about God. He talked about how we have to be born again when he was talking to Nicodemus. It's all about God. We are here to worship God. We are here to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor in everything that we do, in every circumstance, in every situation, and all day long. We have to have a true relationship with God in order to know, for one, what I'm talking about, and for the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what I'm saying, so that these things make sense and you're not thinking that she's talking about some far out stuff that makes no sense. She's talking about a kingdom. She's talking about a religion. She's talking about a cult. No, I'm talking about what the Word of God says. Luke 12:32 says, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You have the kingdom of God on the inside of you, but you have to have a personal revelation of what you are carrying. So I hope this is making some sense. So like I said, for the last couple of days, I wanted to go over better clarity so that you understand what the kingdom is that I was referring to. God wants you to manifest. God wants all of us to manifest. He wants us to destroy the works of the devil in our lives, in our children's lives, in our grandchildren's lives, and everyone who comes into contact with us. We know that we operate in the kingdom and we have to live as kingdom citizens. We don't have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We are to live a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of righteousness in the Holy Ghost, as I spoke about a couple of days ago as well. God is with us. God will never leave us or forsake us, but it is up to us on what we will allow to happen and not allow to happen. You've heard me say so many times, and I have books on it as well. Words carry power. What are you speaking into your life? What are you allowing people to speak into you? What are you accepting? What are you receiving? What are you saying? Have you been saying things that make no sense? I was thinking about it a couple of days ago as I was outside walking, and then I'm about to end for the day. There used to be a little nursery rhyme that used to be said when we were kids, as we were doing hopscotch and things like that, and used to say, if you step on the crack, you break your mother's back. Really? I mean, we used to say that stupid stuff all the time. Why in the world would you step on a crack to break your mother's back? Why does it have to say break your mother's back? Like, really? You couldn't break a twig, you couldn't break a stick, but why is that crack supposed to break the back? Of course it rhymed, but it's a negative word. It's a negative connotation, and it's something that should never be said. Those are negative words, and those words carry power. So be careful of the words that you speak. I hope that example and that illustration broke things down for you so that you're able to understand how important it is, the words that you speak and the words that you say. Even jokingly, there's no reason to joke about anything. Remove all jokes from your conversation and just start to say what is meaningful, powerful, what God says, doing things God's way. Speak positive words. Don't talk about anybody. Don't gossip, but just live life in joy. All right. Till next time, I pray that something that I said resonates with you and you are blessed, and we will talk soon. Blessings. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.